We will be reconvening the meeting at 7:43, and that will bring us to item B6, school accountability report cards. The presentation.
Yep. Yes. Thank you, President Polis. You know, last year you placed the SARC on consent calendar because this document really is just a brief overview of where our schools are at. This year you asked not to have it on consent because the public should hear every once in a while what is the SARC. And that really is what tonight is. It's just a brief overview. Ms. Knudsen's going to do a brief overview of what is SARC and what's within the document. It's accessible, obviously, to all of our constituents. But I also want to really point out that the scores that you see in it are baseline at best because, again, these show the first results of the Common Core exam. Common Core exams cannot be compared to the CSTs. We've gone through that ad nauseum. So we're really doing our work right now to see what areas of growth that we need to do after we've done our diagnostics on the Common Core, not to compare them to the CSTs. So it's really unfair to go there for any of our public or our administration. So I asked Ms. Knudsen to do a brief overview, and then if you have any questions specific to the SARC, we all have our principals here as well that can answer any of those questions that you might have. So with that being said, for our overview, Ms. Knudsen.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, distinguished guests. I do want to thank our site administrators for being here this evening, as well as Cheryl Lessig. They've worked really hard on getting these prepared. I'm just going to briefly take a few moments. I know you're all very familiar with the school accountability report cards. I want to talk a little bit about what is the SARC, what components are part of it, and then really most importantly, what are the three changes that are new to the document this year? As you know, the SARC is a document that is prepared by school sites to inform parents. And that can be the parents that currently attend the school, but it's often parents who are moving into an area who are maybe looking at a different school to attend. And that's often where the SARC can be a useful tool. What are the components? Well, you'll find demographic data, assessment data, class size. I don't want to read through the entire list, but it's posted there on the on my PowerPoint, teacher information, but all of the information is consistent no matter which school site you look at throughout the state of California, and that includes all schools that receive public funding. So what's new this year? We know that for Dr. Hinman is referred to the CASP. No longer do the CSTs exist, so the CASP scores are evident. One thing I'm sure you noticed when you were looking at the documents that were sent home is that there's all these dashes. And the dashes represent that there's no score available simply because there were fewer than 10 students that were in that subgroup. So, for example, at Vine, let's say in fourth grade, you have in the fourth grade you only have 4 special education students. That score will not appear because the subgroup is smaller. Another change for this year was an addition of the foster youth as a subgroup. That is included. And finally, there was some little bit more alignment with the LCAP in the areas of conditions of learning, pupil outcomes, and engagement. So those were the three areas that were different than the previous year. Again, I want to thank the principals for doing such a nice job. I was really impressed with the work. And we're here to ask you for your approval so that we can move forward. We have a February 1st deadline, that is the documents to be made available to our families. It will be posted on the school websites, the district website, as well as hard copies will be available in the school offices. So once we receive your approval, we'll move forward with translation and getting that made available to our families. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Questions?
I have one question.
Mr. Foss.
On the standards not met, that is there a percentage that we're going to expect next year to overcome these students that's not meeting the requirements? The district giving ourselves a percentage, how far we want to go over that?
Absolutely. Those are outlined not only in our board goals, but also in the LCAP. We have that outlined. So we're always looking to show growth in those areas.
Trustee Flowers, I think one of the things that we're wrestling with, and I've asked Ms. Knudsen to make this presentation as well, is the federal government is changing the rules. They've adopted a new educational program federally. So we're looking at a new AYP. We're looking at a new API. We're looking at new growth measurements. Remember, the AYP was set up so, you know, the hockey stick at some point by 2014, all students would be proficient in reading and in math. That's now done. We don't know what that measuring stick's going to look like, but to answer your question in broad terms, of course, we're going to look for growth consistently in all areas. This is just one of many indicators. We'll be going over this significantly in depth when we bring our mid-year study session about where we are meeting the board's goals for 2015-16.
I just wanted to thank all the principals for being here and for doing such a good job on your SARC reports. You have so much on your plate. You do so much, and you can see that you worked very hard on this. So thank you so much, and I look forward to next year when we can see some real good measurable growth. So thank all of you. You all are amazing.
I'd just like to piggyback off of what Eileen said, because you do – the work you do is – long and at times tedious, and you know, every time you look, there's a new demand being put on you, but you continue going forward, and you do so because of your dedication to your school and this community. So I thank you for all your work. It does not go unnoticed, and I encourage you to not ever feel disappointed or that you're on your own, because, you know, you have a board that is supportive of all your efforts.
I would like some information. It could be in our board packet about our graduation rates and the percentage of students that don't graduate, if we know where they've gone, or if at least the ones we know, and then I know eventually the state's going to try to have a better tracking record, so if they do transfer to another school, we could know that. But if we can just have a little background about our district, at least, and what those numbers look like, and it could be a written document sent home in the board packet. I was a little concerned, and I really appreciate all of the teachers and special ed, but the disparity between special ed and regular ed. And like in one case, it was 92% didn't meet, and I can look at what it was, and 80%. I was writing down 78% hadn't met in a certain area. And it's going to be harder to track because we've also taken back some of our programs from the county. And I'm not sure how that affects the bottom line. And, you know, when I'm looking at these scores, because I'm sure that, and I don't even know how many of those students are even taking the standardized tests, and are they, there's not the CAPA anymore, right? The special education
Their scores are compiled within that data.
And so that's new to us. So it's really difficult to look at these numbers, but I don't think all of that could be because we've taken back the county students. So, and I'm so grateful that we have a new special ed director, and I had the opportunity to meet with her, and it sounds like she has some awesome ideas. So I look forward to some great things happening in our district, and it sounds like you're really going to try to bring the team together, the faculty, and the parents, and to make sure that their student success. So I'm really excited about that. So I'm sure that we'll see a difference in there. The other thing I was looking at is the foster youth, and because their numbers are so low, I could not look at them. I could see what percentage was at each school, but because the percentage of those students were under 10, there was no data. So I would like to. And we want to get a baseline this year because, as Ms. Jimenez was saying, is we want to see improvement next year. But if we don't have a way to track those students, if we don't know who they are, then we can't do that. So, and I've spoken to you, and it sounds like that's something you're going to be able to put together for us so we can track them to make sure there is progress. There was my last question was, sorry, I didn't write it down. I'm sorry, if it comes back to me during public comment, I'll ask then.
Thank you.
But I appreciate all the work that went into these. I know I spent a lot of time looking at them, so I can tell all the work that went into them. And all of the special projects that you do at your schools to meet the unique students, because each one of our schools are a little bit different. And when you read these were all a little bit different, and it showed the personalities of your schools and that not all of your needs were the same. So you could really see the personalities in these, and I appreciate you putting all that time and effort in. And I know the community will as well. Is this the document they're going to get, or are they going to get the document with the pie charts?
Ms. Lessiker, this is the actual document that goes,
that goes
correct.
Online, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Is there any other comments about the accountability report cards? Is there a second? Eileen Jimenez and Daniel moved it, and Eileen Jimenez has seconded it. I think I said it wrong. You moved it and seconded it. Great job, Eileen. Daniel Menares has seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. That moves us to the end of our meeting. Board of Education discussion.
I asked Ms. Knutson just a little earlier, and she said that we were waiting for the item to pass. So item B1, total educational system support. When you have a date, I would love to get the date. I'd love to pop in on that. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a very fascinating workshop. So now that we've approved the item, that means they can move forward and set a date. You can just let us know via email. I would love that. And thank you for the computers. Thank you. I didn't have to bring mine in, and we were able to move along very seamlessly. So thank you.
Did you have a hand up? Ms. Shoemaker.
Back to this. I like that our lettering and numbering matches now. If we could find a way to actually get all of our attachments on here so that the point of this is to be paperless, so there should be no need to have paper anymore. And also a way, one of the difficulties is we cannot see on here what's on consent, so I still need the paper because to know what to add and subtract. So if there's some way they can put on here what we have as consent.
I think one of the ideas that we have was that you would still have the paper outline for those of you who like to record the votes as well. Mm-hmm. And so having that, you would have the consent items there, but you can try to figure out how.
Well, the next thing would be to be able to record votes on here. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now I could type it in as a note, but paperless.
Further board discussion? That brings us to.
I just want to make sure that that we're all on for our study session. I know Monica sent that out. Do you have the date?
It's
I just want to tell the board we're very excited about that presentation. All the principals will have a part in that, and they'll all be taking a goal and presenting it to you. So just want to tease you a little bit that it's going to be a very active, very interactive, and exciting study session.
So that was 4:30?
Yes.
Okay.
Dates to remember?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to share how it went with CSBA?
Thank you. I will, actually. As you know, I was honored to be nominated as the Southern California Superintendent Rep to the California School Board Association Planning Committee for its fall convention. And I will tell you, it was very fascinating. There was a room with a lot of opinions, but I will tell you the common theme with all of the board members throughout the state was diversity. So I think I'll just let that out a little bit. I think that's going to be one of the strands that you'll see at next year's convention, and it's diversity. Obviously, that's a very now topic that we'll continue to look into. So two more meetings to go, but again, I'm very honored and pleased to represent West Covina as a Southern California rep. Thank you.
Anything further? That brings us to dates to remember. February 8th, Lincoln's Day holiday, schools and district offices will be closed, and our next board meeting is on February 9th. And then the second February meeting will start at 4:30 for the study session. We will be adjourning the meeting at 7:59.
All right.